Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Dan Pillow joining us after the first break. Always appreciate your time with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again on the air in the chat room and being involved. You got to be involved and engage people. You just have to. There's no real way around it. If you're not, and if you don't get informed, you end up sounding like AOC. We don't want that, do we? Anyway, I do appreciate your time. Dan's going to come on. We're going to hit a wide range of topics. But I got to tell you, the stuff that's going on, and not just with the IRS, but going on in the government as a whole, right? Going on with inflation. Where they're going to get this money, where they think they're going to get this money, that's the other thing. And they think, and you don't have to do, be a math genius to figure out that this is going to work. First of all, if you take all this money away from the rich people, who's going to do the research and development? Who's going to pay to do the R&D into some of these products that they're making, that they're doing, that they're, trying to increase their manufacturing on? Right? Who's gonna spend the money to do that? I mean, come on, think about it. Think it through, y'all. Some of you listening going, yeah, we gotta get as much money as humanly possible. We have to take as much away from them as humanly possible. Well, that shouldn't be true. You need to learn, and socialism won't fix it. Those of you, well, take the money away from them, let's go to socialism. That doesn't fix anything. That won't do anything. Now, here's a shocker for you. This news just in. Harvard University student survey finds that the percentage of faculty, a very tiny percentage, lean conservative. 80% of the students identify as liberal. We did this. Remember that Harvard University at one point in time, why don't you look it up and see why it came together, what it was supposed to be doing, who put it together? Harvard University student newspaper surveyed a faculty within the Faculty of Arts and Sciences found that just 1.46 individuals responded lean conservative. Now, so I'll agree with some of you who are going to say, yeah, but they're not going to tell you that they're really conservative because they would get outed. The survey, which received 476 responses and 333 complete responses, was emailed to faculty at Harvard University between April 11th and the 26th. So it's basically almost 1.5% of the respondents lean conservative, while 82% lean liberal. 16% of them consider themselves moderate. Only a quarter of those who responded were in support of hiring more conservative-leaning professors. Right? Only a quarter. They don't want him around, which I find interesting. 31% opposed hiring more conservative leaning. 44% of those who responded said that they needed support or oppose it. Right? I mean, they want. Why aren't we there? We should be there. I'm talking about conservative. We should have more conservative professors at these places, not giving a crud as to what they say or what they think. The article goes on to say that over half of those who responded said they would support extra vetting for those previously served in the Trump administration if they were hired to the Faculty of Arts Sciences. Right, so they want more. They want you to vet people and not allow people in who served in the Trump administration. Sound like the country you grew up in? Right? Does this really sound like a group of people that are being taught about what the Constitution actually says? The survey comes about a month after the publication released a survey of graduating seniors, which found that of those surveyed, 4% of the graduates from the class of 2022 lean conservative. 4%. 2.4% of those 4% lean very conservative. But I wonder if they really even know what that means, conservative liberal. Right? They also surveyed students about what politics were before attending Harvard and found that a little over 7% of the graduating class identified as conservative before attending college. Ooh. 93% of students surveyed, which drew a 40% response rate, about 1,200 students, hold an unfavorable view of the former president. I wonder how they asked the questions. I wonder if they did what Andrew Dice does. I wonder if they asked the questions the way he did. Who do you think said this? Who do you think made this comment? Right. I wonder if that would hit home with them. I wonder if that would make them stop and understand and really get an understanding of what's going on in politics. The survey also went on and found that graduating students surveyed, 54% of them, supported defunding or abolishing ICE altogether. 15% supported Elon Musk's bid to buy Twitter. Right now, this is because they think that ICE, because those liberal teachers are not giving them all the information on purpose, because they think ICE does nothing but keep illegal immigrants out. They think that's their only job. It's sad. It's ignorant, and it's sad. Dan Pillow joins me after the break. Joe Mazzino, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's a script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being, you know, part of the conversation. Part of the solution. You hear me say this all the time. You got to get informed. It's the only way you really are part of the solution. It's the only way you can save yourself. You got to have information. Now, I always enjoy having this guy on the show with me. Dan Pello joins me. He is what I call the tax problem solver, if you would, the tax man, and you can check him out at Tax Help Online, taxhelponline.com. And the thing I love about you, Dan, is it's your commercials are great. You know, the what come on, you say, because I'm going to screw it up about the agent.
Well, the agents show the decisions of the IRS are never final. The point that I make through the commercials and every place else that I've talked about this is that the front end reviewers of the IRS, whether we're talking about a tax auditor or revenue agents, they are not final. You always have the right and the opportunity to challenge their decisions. And when you do, you will win your case most of the time. You don't have to live in fear of the IRS. You don't have to fear going to the mailbox or the knock on the door. What you need to do is know what your rights are and understand how to use those rights. And that way you can be sure that you're not going to be run over by the IRS.
Yeah, you know, you're right. And it's what I keep telling people here on the show is get informed. Know what you're talking about. You know, otherwise you're asking for trouble, and you don't need any more trouble than you already got if the IRS is involved in your life. And you know, so I want to get this done on the front end because I usually wait too long and then we never get to it. Is tell people how they can get a hold of you. What's the easiest way to get an appointment with you?
Yeah, very simply, you go to my website. Well, there's two ways. The principal way is go to the website, taxhelponline.com. That's all one word, no spaces of any kind, taxhelponline.com. If you buy any book off my website at any price point, they're as low as about $25 a piece, any book off my website, Joe, you get a free consultation with me directly and personally with me, not a staff member, with me. And so you get my book, you read the book, you got questions, you set an appointment, I know you're calling, I got you on my list, I walk you through your questions very systematically, very specifically. So this is how you get to talk to me personally, taxhelponline.com, that's the best way.
Yeah, but he leaves the best part out. While you're sitting there hyperventilating because the IRS has sent you 27 letters, he's talking to you in a calm voice like he's ordering a hot dog. Nothing is wrong. Take it easy. I got you covered, you know? And I
Well, here's the thing, Joe. And you know, you make a little bit of a joke out of that, but you know how frantic people get when they got the 27 letters and they don't know what to do. Listen, I got a friend of mine. He's a friend now. He started out as a client. He became a friend. And he tells the story that he wouldn't order a pizza because he was so afraid of the sound of the knock on the door. It created such anxiety in his spirit, the sound of the knock on the door, that he couldn't order a pizza because of these taxes. And this guy owed about $350,000. I mean, this was no small deal. And we were able to settle his case for about $850 after I got everything said and done. I got him this fabulous deal, which is not uncommon. It's not necessarily typical. Depends on the situation, but it's not uncommon. And he's he tells you the anxiety level with him was so high he couldn't order a pizza. And I said, listen, man, you can't live like this. You got to get this situation resolved. Here's what we can get it resolved. Here's what we got to do. And this is the key, Joe, that people need to wrap their heads around. It's not a magic wand. You don't wave the magic wand and make the problem go away. There's steps you have to follow, certain procedures we have to go through. We got to do this. We got to do it. It depends on the case, but we got to do this, 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 or this. And it's like the individual staring at the mountain. And I use this analogy with my clients all the time. They're staring at this mountain, and they're wondering, how on earth am I ever going to move the mountain? And the answer is, you move the mountain one shovelful at a time. First, we're going to do this step. Then we're going to do that step. Then we're going to do this step. And before you know it, the mountain will move from here to there.
Well, you know, I got to tell people, at first, you've been at this a long time, but at first, if you're the client, so to speak, you sit and go, we're going to do what? You want me to wait for what?
Exactly. But how are we going to do that? How are we going to move this mountain?
But you have to trust the person. And I should be your best story. I mean, We walked away with zero on a $107,000, well, what they perceived was a $107,000 debt.
I will never say the details, Joe, but you certainly can.
I have.
We made a pretty good deal in your case.
Oh, listen, before I got in touch, and to be honest with people, before I got in touch with you, we're sitting around looking at the value of everything in the house, figuring out if we sell it off, how much could we actually settle for? Right?
Yeah, can we pay this off? If we sell everything, including the paper clips in the desk drawer, will we have enough to pay this off?
You know?
And you settled for how much? Let's see, I forget the number. How much was it?
Zero. Zip.
It was zero.
Niente. No.
Zero.
The best part about the letter was how they alluded to the fact that you don't owe us anything, we don't owe you anything. Have a nice day.
Yeah, there's a technical legal term for that, Joel. And I might not have given you this, but I'll give it to you now. The technical legal term for that settlement is Jack Squando. Jack Squando. That's what we call that.
Now let's be, I don't want people, look, it is not typical, I would imagine, but I got to tell you, the way Dan walked me through everything, which really helped me understand the direction he was going in, understanding how this all works and how the IRS works. You know, we all have a different perception of how they work, but if you read his books and you listen to our shows, they have a process to follow, too. They are not the Gestapo, which is what we've been led to believe over the years, that these guys come in, they have the power of God Almighty, and they can make you do anything, but they can't. I mean, haven't you read that little pamphlet?
They cannot. No, Joe, you're just 100% right. We believe that the IRS can do, not when I say we, the public believes that the IRS can do anything it wants, that has got absolute authority, that we have no capacity to stop them, and none of that is true. None of it.
All right, well, we're going to hit on that a little bit. Then we're going to talk about, we're going to change the subject for a while, because I'm really intrigued by something you did recently in drawing in Gen Zs. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden visited Israel on Wednesday, adding yet another entry to his long list of gaffes. He mistakenly said we must keep alive the, quote, honor of the Holocaust.
Later today, I will once more return to the hollow ground of Yad Vashem to honor 6 million Jewish lives were stolen in the genocide and continue, which we must do every day, continue to bear witness. To keep alive the truth and honor of the Holocaust, horror of the Holocaust.
The president made the flub shortly after touching down in Israel, kicking off a two-day visit with the Middle Eastern country's leaders. U.S. inflation surged to a new four-decade high in June. The government's consumer price index soared 9.1% over the past year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems a certain voodoo priest who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Is it a heavy with me? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. You know, in the days when Hollywood could actually tell the truth about what was going on in their industry. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Dan Pella joins me. Dan Pella is the tax man. You can find him at Tax Help Online, taxhelponline.com. And Dan, I really do. I enjoy my time with you. I learn so much every time you're on the show with me. While we were talking, somebody sent me a link to an IRS story. That they're just at the end of June. They only have 4.7 million paper tax returns to go through for 2021.
Yeah, is that all? So they worked through the backlog of they had 12 million to start with. So now they're down to just under 5. And that's for 2021.
Wow.
And what about the 2022 filing season?
I don't see anything. I gotta tell you,
I called the IRS today, the Office of the Taxpayer Advocate, on behalf of a client. And we got a particular situation going on. The details don't matter. Here's what matters. I got the voicemail of this lady. Now, this lady called me yesterday and said, you got to call me back about this client right away and blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine. Couldn't call her yesterday. I called her this morning. I get her voicemail. This is so-and-so, Office of the Taxpayer Advocate. We're here to help you. Leave a message. I'm working very hard to call everybody back as soon as I can. I expect to call you back within 4 weeks.
Oh, come on.
4 weeks. I said, I'm thinking, 4 weeks? This lady called me yesterday and said, call me back right away, and she's going to get back to me in 4 weeks? No, they're still completely overwhelmed. They're completely dysfunctional. And it's really, you know, you think, well, this is a great thing. We've got a tax collection agency that's hamstrung and can't operate. Well, you know, that's not such a good thing when they're in your face with these automated notices and they want the money. So it's not a good thing that they're hamstrung. Now, the good news is, there's always good news with this stuff. The good news is, as we said before the break, there's always a way to challenge them and get your case moved into an appeals process where you have the opportunity to speak with a live person and get your situation resolved.
And it's not as scary as it sounds. And again, when you have someone who knows what they're doing, it really isn't scary. And I say that from personal experience and other people that have gone through this. So, listen, I'm going to switch gears with you. We usually don't go down this road, but you sent me a link to something you had done, and you were talking about how Generation Z is so attracted to socialism. And I see it in the schools. You know, everybody that listens to the show knows that I'm a school board member here in California. And, you know, when you talk to these kids in large groups, there's 22,000 kids in my school district, 23,000. And I go to the different schools and I get to talk with them. Some of the things in the video, and I'll link the video up on our website here in a little bit. But some of the stuff you were talking about with the kids, that they truly don't understand what capitalism is all about. And they truly believe, they've been led to believe in simple terms, that socialism is, you know, you take care of old folks, that you take care of poor people, that, you know, you're there to help everybody out. And it's not even close to that. You know, so.
No, it's not.
Go ahead.
And so what I was discussing, Joe, is why are young people attracted to the idea of socialism? How is it that the concept of the free market, which made this country the greatest nation on the planet and moved more people further and faster out of poverty than any other system of government economics in the history of the world, how is it that in the last 15 years or so, 10 years at least, how is it that that system has fallen out of favor, and how is it that so many young people think that socialism is a better idea? And this is my answer. Now, this is me talking, is that what has happened is the failed education system. The education system has failed profoundly in teaching these kids what socialism really is. Socialism and communism are two leaves on the same plant, Joe, and that plant is totalitarianism, where we have a system of government that has absolute total control over the marketplace. It's not a free market anymore. It is a controlled market where the government controls every aspect of the economy. Who does what, when, and how, and for how much? Now, that's what socialism is. What kids believe that socialism is what the education system has pounded into the heads of these kids is the idea that socialism means equality. Socialism is a means of achieving equality. Who doesn't want equality, Joe? Who doesn't want equity? Who doesn't want fairness? Everybody believes in equity and in fairness, and they believe that the education system has taught these kids to believe that socialism is all about equity and fairness. And just like every great lie is grounded in some grain of truth, this lie about socialism is grounded in a grain of truth. And that grain of truth is that, yes, socialism does stand for equality, uniformity across the board. But what they don't tell you is that uniformity is that everybody is uniformly poor. Nobody has any assets. Nobody can own any property. And under socialism, Joe, you don't even own the fruits of your own labor. What we're talking about here is an institutionalized system of slavery. That's what socialism is. And the kids are not taught this. They're taught that socialism stands for equity. But the example I like to use is the early 19th century plantation in antebellum America, in Georgia, in Mississippi, in Louisiana, the Deep South, if you will, where slavery was a way of life. Everyone, this isn't funny, but every one of the slaves on that plantation, Joe, were treated exactly equally. They all had equal economic status. None of them owned property. None of them owned the fruits of their labor. None of them controlled their own destiny. None of them had any say in their own future. None of them enjoyed the capacity to further themselves, to better themselves as individuals, either economically or spiritually. Well, spiritually they could certainly and did, so a lot of them, but not economically. And certainly not socially. They were all treated exactly equally, equally destitute. And that's what socialism is. And Marx himself says this very clearly in the Marx Manifesto, which, of course, kids don't read. I think it should be required reading for 10th graders, the Marx Manifesto, to understand what Marxism is. And Marxism very plainly says that the equality that he talks about is that each person would be provided, and these are his words, not mine, subsistence level income. All right. Well, what is subsistence level, Joe? It's subsistence is only enough to keep you alive the next day, right? To keep you working through the that's all subsistence is. Yep. And these are Marx's own words that these kids are not taught.
Yep. No. Listen, I agree with you. I see it happening. I listen to the kids in the schools. I've had conversations. But listen, Dan, you and I are Christians. I mean, shouldn't we want to feed the poor? Shouldn't we want people to have a place to live and not be out in the cold?
Well, the answer is of course. Of course we should, Joe. And those are functions that are commanded by our Savior to the disciples of the church to do that through Christian charity, not through the force of government.
Bingo. That's what I keep saying. Christ does not compel us to compel the government to go feed people. We'll talk more about that the other side of the break. So we'll see your host. Don't go far. Dan Pillen and I will be right back.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always appreciate your time with me. Let me get back to it. I'm having a good time with our buddy Dan Pilla. Dan Pilla, you can check him out at Tax Help Online, taxhelponline.com. Look, don't wait to get so deep in trouble that you don't know what to do. You're spinning around with smoke coming out of your ears, right? Grab one of his books. He's got plenty of... Dan, how many books have you written?
Well, I've written, I think it's 15, Joe, but there's about, I think, 7 in print right now. And wow. Whatever's in print is available on the website. And any book you buy at any price point gets you a 15-minute consultation directly with me personally.
And you'll get more in that 15 minutes than you get, well, I'm going to be nice about it, but paying some of these high-priced guys to sit with them for an hour. I'm telling you, I know from personal experience. So grab the book, get on his site, read some of his articles, and get informed. Because you don't want to wait for the letter. It's always better to do it on the front end, you know? So anyhow, so we were talking about how Gen Z, and it's not just Gen Z, you know, again, being in the school board, I'm seeing some of the other young kids that really believe, it's almost like we've conditioned these children and adults, Dan, they want to be taken care of. They want the government to take care of them.
Yeah, and that's the thing, Joe. The the society has replaced God and his capacity to provide for our daily bread with government and the request that it provide for our daily bread. And you know, you raised the question before the break, you know, whether we have a responsibility to take care of our neighbors who are less fortunate. And I said the answer is, of course, yes. And I will challenge you, Joe. There is no scriptural example. There's no example in God's word where government is commanded to take care of people. We, as God's hands and feet on earth, we are the ones responsible to take care of God's people. And all through the 17th, 18th, 19th centuries in America, the 18th and 19th centuries in America, there were beneficent organizations of every kind that were providing relief to the poor. Dozens and dozens of different organizations throughout the country that provided relief to the poor. It wasn't until the mid-20th century, you know, 1940, 1950, 1960, really, that government welfare programs started to supplant private charities as the principal means of taking care of the poor. And it's an in my opinion, it's just me talking, in my opinion, it's an abdication of the church's primary responsibility. When Jesus called Peter to account and said, Peter, do you love me? Peter says, yes, you know, well, then feed my sheep. And then he asked him again, Peter, do you love me? Well, yes, Lord, you know, then feed my... Three times, Joel, Jesus calls Peter to feed the sheep. Now, let's understand, Peter was not a government official. He didn't represent Rome in any way, shape, or form. Rome was a prevailing government at the time, of course. Peter was not a bureaucrat. He was not an elected official. He was not a government representative at any level whatsoever. He was a peasant fisherman called by God to do a job, and that was to take care of the sheep, that is to say, the people. We, as God's disciples, are responsible to take care of our neighbors, and we do that through beneficent organizations. The church primarily has that responsibility, but they've abdicated, Joe. They're not doing the job. The church is not doing the job. And as a result of the void that the church has left, the government is stepping in to force their vision of charity, which is abject poverty. That's what socialism is. Let's not forget that. It's abject poverty. Think of socialism as no different than the plantations of the early 19th centuries in the southern United States. This is what socialism is. We have to identify it for what it is: abject poverty.
All right, listen, you come from the same kind of ancestral background that I come from, and when my family came here, it was a mortal sin, if you took money or help from the government. My grandmother, as I like to joke around, was embarrassed to go get government cheese at times when she needed it, or bread. They used to do bread, milk, and cheese kind of thing, like that was going to sustain it, but whatever.
Yeah. They were too proud. They were too proud to do it.
Well, my grandfather too. The only thing you were sort of allowed to have a loan on was a mortgage on a home, and even that was, you know, you didn't save enough, you didn't work hard enough to buy your home.
Right.
But you didn't have a loan on a car, God forbid, and you didn't have a loan on the furniture in your living room. That was just that was uncalled for. So, and we've lost that. We've totally lost that. Now credit is a good thing, and you know, having your house mortgaged at 110% of what it's worth, oh, that's a great thing. And
what could go wrong with that, Joel?
You know?
Yeah, what could go wrong with that? God, look back to 2008, 2009, 2010. What happened with all those mortgages that were houses that were mortgaged at 110, 115, 120, some 125% of the value? Well, guess what? The value went south, and how many homes were lost in foreclosure? Millions of them.
We had it in California. Tammy and I were getting these notices that said, you know, you guys qualify, your house qualifies for a loan of 150% of loan-to-value. And you're going, what?
Isn't that amazing?
You're banking.
It's astonishing.
It's a gamble. It's astonishing. I'm banking on the fact it'll go up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
But I want to get back to the truth of the matter again. We've gotten away from God in this country. I know a lot of us still believe. A lot of us are there. But when you start looking at the numbers, you're talking about Gen Z. I did a show one night on how on these younger people, 43% of them who go to youth group or go to church don't believe that God is actually needed or involved in their lives. And I'm thinking,
these are kids that are going to church, and we've got now, Joe, about 20% of the population. You know, this is more or less across the board now. 20% of the population that identifies as atheist. Now, it was as little as 20 years ago that number was less than 5%, and now we've got 1 out of 5 people that openly identify as an atheist.
But a lot of these people.
Yeah, what does that tell you?
Oh
no, it's a sad testimony to the spiritual condition of our country.
But Dan, these people turned into themselves and saying that, look, God's not giving me what I want, or this perceived God that I've been taught about. Why is he allowing these people to go hungry? Why is he allowing this? Why is he so he must not exist? He can't possibly exist. Why? Because he doesn't think like me. He doesn't do what I believe he needs to do. I think that's what's happened to us. So we become, we are the gods of Mount Olympus. We are the ones that know better. And
well,
it's
funny that you say that, because what we're taught in first chapter of Genesis is that God made man in his own image. We are the image of God. What has happened now in recent history is people are trying to remake God in their image.
Yeah.
they're trying to cast their expectations on God and saying, well, God, you have to be what I want you to be, what I think you are, rather than the Genesis picture of God casting us in his image. It's a reversal.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what's destroyed many countries over the millennials here, is they turned their back on God. They forgot about God. They didn't, even our founding fathers said that basically, if God is at the center of all of this, we won't make it. This won't work.
Yeah.
And you're seeing that happen now. Now, I'm not trying to talk doom and gloom here, but there's a reality behind this. You turn your back on God, there is no protection. There's no blessings. There's nothing there for you to work off of. I always joke, you see that thing that says America, God bless America? I'm going to have new shirts made that say America, bless God.
Yeah, for sure. It's interesting that you mentioned the founding fathers. Every single congressional session starts with a prayer, and that's true today. And it started during the Constitutional Convention in 1787. Benjamin Franklin, the reputed atheist, made the motion in the first Congress to start their sessions with prayer.
Yep.
And he did so. It was a very eloquent speech. I have it reproduced in my book, Salt and Light, the Secret to Restoring America's Heritage, Christian heritage. And Franklin said, he says, the older I get, the more convincing proofs I see that God governs the affairs of men. And if a sparrow can't fall from the sky without his notice, it is improbable that a nation can rise without his blessing. And he made this observance that unless they have the blessing of God governing their debates and their considerations, that they're going to fail in the endeavor of rising, of bringing a nation out of these ashes.
Yeah. No, I always say he was the least religious founding member. He didn't believe in God. He was the least religious. And look at the guy that steps up and said, "Hey, boneheads, what are you doing?" That's the Italian. Always a pleasure. God bless for what you do. I appreciate your time with me. People, we're back here tomorrow. Hopefully you will too. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.